like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites 1,000 times Durood Sharif upon me daily, that person shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome and marhaba to all the viewers of Madani channel to such a wonderful and a beautiful series named Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which we learn how can one live his life according to the Islamic way. We learned about intention, we learned about jealousy, we learned about gratitude, gratification, how to wake up and spend our mornings in the Sunnah way, etc., etc., how to control anger. And alhamdulillah, today is a wonderful topic, a new topic, a nice topic, and that is time management in the light of Sunnah. Meaning looking at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how can one understand, learn and adapt, especially in this era, in this age and time where technology is taking over everything. Technology is taking over jobs. Technology is taking over relationships. Technology is taking over family time upon everything. Technology is taking upon our mental state as well, where we constantly just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling this app and this app. We get tired, move to this app. So inshallah, we'll be learning that what are the key elements of how can one spend his time? What can a person do to manage his time properly? Today, a reminder that so far we've learnt about gratitude, anger, attachment with the Quran and intentions, etc. All of this requires time, discipline and conscious effort. You want to control your anger, like we learnt in our previous episode. You want to control your anger, you need time to think about it. You want to remove jealousy from your heart, you need time. You want to make intention to do something good, because the more intention the person makes, the more reward he gets. To make intention, you need time. Every single thing falls under time management. Time management in the light of Sunnah is a very vast topic. It's very beautiful because it encompasses every single thing you can think about. Study time, family time, work time, rest time, Quran time, hadith time, and many more. Physical activities to gain strength, to make ibadat, etc. You need time. But in this age and time, people say, and you hear this a lot, wherever you go, every corner, someone is saying, I don't have time. I don't have time. Time is an issue. I want to have this meeting, time. I want to spend time with my family, time. They're so focused on work that they don't spend time with the family. And some people spend too much of time with their family, they don't spend time for their work. In both scenarios, both are unhappy. You spend too much time with your family and don't work where you're going to earn a living. So you need to manage time. You spend too much time with work, you'll accumulate wealth. But what about family time? Don't neglect your family, your children, your parents, siblings, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave every human being 24 hours in one day, 7 days in 1 week, 30, 31 days, February 28, days in a month, and 12 months in 1 year. And yet people still claim and say, I don't have time. I wanted to go do this. I wanted to read my salah. I don't have time. I wanted to read Quran. I don't have time. They say the intention, yet they say they don't have time. I wanted to read 100,000 Durood Sharif, 1,000 Durood Sharif, 100 Durood Sharif, 10 Durood Sharif, 1 Durood Sharif. I don't have time. Allahu Akbar. Just to say Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it doesn't take so much of time. People, I don't have time. We lose money, we can get it back. We lose our friendship, we can get it back. Obviously, you need to go to them, speak to them, hug them, say sorry, maaf. Your relationship has, you have issues, you have problems. You can remove those problems. But there's one thing that you cannot do at all, no matter who tries it. They can never do it, to bring back the lost time. Time that passes, you can't bring it back. Every breath you take, you will never be allowed, or you will never be able to take that same breath again. Example, if I do again, it looks like I breathe this. I did breathe the same air. I breathe out the same carbon dioxide. But that first breath is not like the second breath. And the second breath is not like the first breath. Why? Because that one has left now. That time has passed. I cannot get back this time. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you watching this at this moment. This moment will pass. This time will never come again. The moment you're sitting right now in your homes or wherever it is that you are, that time will never come again. Many people, it happens, and you'll move on, inshallah. Many people say they don't have time to pick up the phone and ask maaf from the mother, from the father, from the brother, from the friends. And a few days later, you find out, Assalamu alaikum, your mother passed away, your father passed away or something. And then they start regretting. If only I had time. That is a misconception. If only you prioritized something important to add into your time, to add into your schedule. People who say they have no time to spend with you, they putting other important things before you. So as someone who has a family, etc., the parents, sisters, whatever, if you want to spend time with your family, you're going to have to prioritize your family. People who say they don't have time do not speak the truth. They just don't prioritize you at that moment to fit into their schedule. I will let that sink in, inshallah. And I hope this sinks in. People who say they don't have time for you. They don't take out from their important schedule. They don't see fit to add you into their schedule. This must let this sink again. This is another thing that you need to feel it. You wanted to spend time with your friend. I don't have time. And you find out, see, there's a difference between him not having time because he's busy with his work, his studies, Quran, this and that, work, studies, university, anything. But there's a difference where you phoned someone. Example, I phoned Bakr. Bakr, let's spend time together. Let's go and for Neki Ki Dawat, for example, or let's go to this masjid for Salah. And the person says, or maybe you wanted to go out to have some dinner or something, to eat, to get strength. And he said, I don't have time. And the same restaurant or the same place that you entered, you see he's present over there with his friends. What's going to come in your heart at that moment? That person lied, that he had no time. That person didn't have time for you. That person did not prioritize you. So you yourself, when you say, I don't have time, you did not prioritize things that were important. The 5 daily salah. I don't have time. I have work. Allahu Akbar. It's because of the blessings of that salah that your work is still running. Without that salah, your work is null. Your work is finished. You are making your Lord angry and hoping that your work will get better. That's impossible. Two wrongs don't make a right. You are working in the time of salah. You're not performing salah because you're lazy, not that you don't have time. To perform your salah, you need to take out time. Nobody has time. You need to take out time for your Lord. then you will see the barakah and the blessings in your wealth that you earn. Islam is not a religion of disorder. It is not a religion of coincidence. It is a religion of purpose, discipline, and accountability. The Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us not only how to worship, but how to live as well. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not just teach us how we must worship, how we must perform salah, how we must fast, how we must read Durood Sharif, how we must do this and this. No, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's entire lifestyle teaches us how to live and manage our time. That's why it's such a beautiful topic, time management in the light of Sunnah. This time management, when every time we hear, I need to manage my time, I don't have time, this, that, is not a Western idea dressed in Islamic language. It is a prophetic way of life concept. When you manage your time, you follow among the footsteps or in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not waste time. He knew the value of time. He knew that this much of time I have in my life, I'm going to be in this world physically for this amount of time. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew because Allah gave him that knowledge. So he used that time to teach people, to make ibadat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show gratification in the court of Allah for what Allah has blessed him with, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and many more. Where every single moment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was spent to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in the Holy Quran. By time indeed mankind is in loss. By time mankind is in loss. Ulama explain that the default state of human beings is loss. Loss in their deeds, loss in their lives, loss in the hereafter. It's because human beings need to know how to manage their time. They need to know when to worship, how to worship, in which possible ways they can increase their reward in little amount of worship. A person can do so much of ibadat and yet that same ibadat can be thrown at his face. Why? Because of having a bad intention. But if he takes out little time. Even if he takes out little bit of time, he can get blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than what he could have gotten if he did more actions. Because he had sincere heart over here. And on one side, no sincere heart. So with time management in the light of Sunnah comes having a pure heart. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madini channel, if time was not important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have taken an oath by it. By time. Allah says, I take an oath by time. That's how important time is. In the Holy Quran, there are many places that Allah Azza wa Jal took an oath for specific things. Anything that was important or anything that is valuable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by it. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, by time, I take an oath by time. Time is very important. Time management is very important. Ask yourself honestly. Now, reflection. We always need this. We need to reflect. And to reflect, you need time. We don't reflect because we don't have time. We don't make tawbah because we don't have time. We did not prioritize tawbah to include in our schedule. We did not include worship in our schedule. That's why we didn't have time for it. Something that is important, you're going to prioritize it no matter what. If you considered Fajr, Zohar, Ila al-Akhir, all your Salah important, you know that your life should have revolved around each Salah. Now it's Zohar time, I must close my shop. I must walk away from my business. I must walk away from the company I'm working for. I must walk away from so-and-so area. I must perform my Salah. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam warned us. Mafhum. There are two blessings which many people lose. There are two blessings which many people lose. One is health and one is free time. Notice, the hadith is not explaining about or does not say lack of time. It says
free time.
Like someone who had wealth in his hand and let it fall through his fingers. It's like someone who had time, but they lost it. They had wealth, but dropped it. They had time, but they dropped it. So there's no lack of time. It's how you use your time to worship. It's how you use your time to work. It's how you use your time to study. Every single thing that we do on this earth revolves around time management. All these episodes so far that have gone and that are coming, all of its core are two things. One is time and one is intention. Two people. Both of them given the same time. Yet one prioritizes his salah, goes to Jannah. One prioritizes work, business, and goes to Jahannam because he does not perform salah. You can prioritize your salah and business at the same time. Salah time starts, close the business, go for salah. One person, salah time comes. He knows that most people come out at this time and they will come to his shop. So he earns a lot like this. But he missed his salah due to not lack of time, due to not managing and prioritizing such a thing to put into his schedule, to put into his time. The five daily salah, they divide our entire day. They prevent chaos. They prevent problems. They prevent heedlessness. They remind us again and again that life has purpose. What does Fajr remind us about? Fajr teaches discipline. That there is lots and lots of blessings in the morning time where du'as are accepted, rizq is given, so much of things are being showered upon morning time, Fajr time. And what do? We sleep during that time. Right? Because we took out so much of time in business where we got tired to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhuhr, it interrupts the rush of this dunya. We're constantly from example 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, we're working right up until 12, 1, half 1. And then the dhuhr comes. And it stops you from everything. That, oh, the bondsman of Allah, leave sacrificing your life for this dunya. Come to the masjid and pray the dhuhr salah. It prevents you and interrupts you from rushing in this dunya. You have meetings, it pauses it. It gives you more time to think while you're walking towards the masjid, for example. Your work stops. Allah reminds us that provision is from Allah and not from anyone else. Your schedule doesn't matter how it is. If you prioritize Allah with your time management, Allah will give you more and more rizq. Allah has promised the rizq already. Allah will give you more when you prioritize your Lord. Asr comes. Asr reminds us that the day is slipping away just like life itself. Asr times come to show you the day is about to finish, like how your life is about to finish as well. We're not going to live here in this world forever. We're going to perish, we're going to die, we're going to leave this world one day. Why don't we use our time to prepare for the hereafter? Maghrib comes, teaches us urgency, it suddenly comes, suddenly goes like death. Right after Azan, you're going to perform Salah, Maghrib. Just like death, you don't know when it's going to come. But it will suddenly come and take away your soul. Then Isha comes, teaches us balance. The rest is allowed. Sleep then becomes worship when it prepares you for obedience. You know that you perform. You know that you performed Isha. And now you know that you have to perform Fajr. Then you sleep early so that you can wake up early. Time management. A Muslim who organizes his life around Salah will never be truly disorganized. He will always remain organized. Salli ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the busiest human being who ever lived, yet the most organized. He was always busy preaching deen, looking after his family, looking after the Ummat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He led the Ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught knowledge, cared for family, advised companions alayhi wa ridwan, welcomed guests, stood in tahajjud, and still was able to manage his time. Because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was also given the same amount of time, 24 hours. And there was lots of blessings in his time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he prioritized worship over everything. And Allah made every single thing kiss the feet of Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the best ways to manage your time in the light of Sunnah is to know the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, that from the beauty of a person's religion is his abandonment of that which does not concern him. So-and-so person said this, so-and-so person bought this, so-and-so person ate this. If it concerns you, listen. If it does not concern you, that is a waste of time. A perfect Muslim avoids actions, movements, and inaction which neither benefit him in this world nor the next. He should only do or say that which is beneficial for him in this world or the next world. The goodness of both worlds is tied to these matters. Serious and immediate reflection is the call of the day. Without this, the longer a person persists with time-wasting habits, the more they grow upon him, making it near impossible to get rid himself of them. Now, you can understand this from an example of a young man who wished to uproot a tree. He exerted effort and then left it, saying he would uproot it the following year. An elderly man remarked that the following year he should be weaker, while the tree would have become sturdier, its roots stronger, while his limbs weakened. Therefore, every person should evaluate what he does with his time. He should act upon what has been mentioned with the intention of acquiring reward. He should review his actions daily. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills, he will quickly liberate himself from frivolous actions and lead a pious and productive life. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, so far, every topic we have discussed in this past few days, they were all a series that point out to one thing, that the heart cannot be reformed, the nafs cannot be controlled, and the sunnah cannot be lived without the respect for time. If you don't have your time management, you will be unable to control your anger. You won't be able to remove your jealousy. You won't make good intentions, actually, because you need to prioritize your time. And if you don't do that, then this life or the time that you spent, you will reap what you sow. Whatever you put in, you will get out. If you put in effort to worship Allah in this dunya, in the day of judgment, Allah will bless you that with which you did not even think about. You couldn't even know that this is what I'm getting in Qiyamah. This is how much I'm going to get. So one who prioritizes their time controls his direction. The one who wastes his time has already begun losing his hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Now we should make sincere tawbah for the wasted days and heedless nights. Let us align our lives with sunnah, not occasionally, but consistently. Let our schedules revolve around salah. Remembrance, beneficial knowledge, family responsibility, and service to the ummah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us lots and lots of barakah and blessing in our time. And may we get the tawfiq to learn the art of time management in the light of sunnah. Ameen. Bijai khatamin nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Tied the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Tied the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.